on the next World Championship Boxing. Two-division world champion Timothy Bradley tests his heart and grit against the always dangerous Brandon Rios in what could be the fight of the year.
These are the guys that they make movies about, right here.
And then, step into the lives of superstars Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. Bradley versus Rios Live, plus 24-7 Cotto Canelo. Saturday, November 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on November 7th with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites square off when welterweight titleist Timothy Bradley Jr. defends his belt against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. Plus, rising star Vasyl Lomachenko defends his featherweight title against Romulo Coicicha. And after live boxing, don't miss 24-7, Cotto Canelo, as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 Central, only on HBO.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Patrick Kane will not face criminal charges for an alleged sexual assault over the summer, according to Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita, who released a written statement to that effect this morning. Sedita said, in part, there were significant material inconsistencies in the accuser's case and that the DNA evidence did not corroborate that a rape took place. He called the case rife with reasonable doubt. For their part, the Blackhawks released a statement saying they took the matter seriously and tried to navigate a very sensitive situation while respecting the legal proceedings. Hawks say they will have no further comment on the situation. Kane himself released a statement saying, quote, I have repeatedly said that I did nothing wrong. I have respected the legal process, and I'm glad this matter has now been closed, and I will have nothing further to say going forward. Injuries continue to plague the Bears as they return to practice today. Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Ronis Grassu, Pernell McPhee did not practice. Shea McClellan and Jermaine Bushrod were among those who were limited. Bears take on San Diego on Monday night. Bulls are back in action tonight when the Thunder come to town, and Jimmy Butler says the Bulls better get ready to step up and play some good defense.
It is tough. Two guys are going to have two really tough matchups, but that's what team defense is for. We got to be there and ready to help. We worked on that today. I'm going to have to get the best efforts out of probably myself and Derek, and then even better efforts from our help defense.
Bulls and Thunder tip tonight at 7. And in baseball, six more names have been added to the list of free agents by the Players Association. Among them, the White Sox's Alexei Ramirez, Kansas City's Alex Gordon, San Francisco's Marlon Byrd, and Toronto's Macer Esturiz. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And Bears Mondays on the Score are sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Julia DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL Draft Lead Analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of body!
breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency and the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 203 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein, our Thursday friend, is here.
You read his fine work at Bleacher Report, and you find him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, and you can hear him right damn now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, the football news of the day, Matt, is that the Lions ownership has apparently been roused to action once again. Does anything they do at this point, does anything matter, or is there just something endemic to Lionsness that cannot be overcome?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I mean, you like to think that everything can be turned around, but, yeah, I mean, look at Cleveland. So maybe not everything can be turned around. You know, I just saw what Gil Brandt tweeted, that, like, the last 16 coaches the Lions have had has never had an NFL head coaching job again. So it's like, that's the place where dreams go to die, it seems like. So, I think the NFL is good when the Lions are good because there's something to it. You know, like, I mean, I'm 32. I grew up with, you know, Barry Sanders and Brett Perriman and, you know, some at least competitive Lions teams. So I would love to see it get there again. And I do think today's moves help get them there. But, you know, everyone wants people to be fired, but it's, you know, who are you going to hire? Who's going to take over? You need a team president, you need a GM, you're going to need a head coach. There's a lot going on there.
I just saw this from Gil Brandt's Twitter. Listen to this and get your head around this for a moment. The last coach to get another NFL head coaching job after leaving the Lions was Buddy Parker in 1957. 16 coaches have come and gone since then without getting another NFL head coaching job.
It's unreal.
That's unbelievable.
Where else does that happen? You know, I mean, it's crazy. And there's been some good coaches. Steve Mariucci, you know, was a good coach before then, and I've always wondered why he didn't get another shot. Jim Schwartz had such a great reputation before he went there, and I think he'll get a. I think he will be the guy to break that streak. I really do. I think he'll get a head coaching job probably this offseason. So, but it is crazy, and it's almost like these people just get bad luck, you know, with hiring guys. But I remember when they fired Matt Millen and they hired Martin Mayhew as the GM, and it was like, why are you promoting from within? Like, why would you not burn that house down and start over? And I hear that, you know, so hopefully they learned their lesson. And I know there's some new people calling the shots there, and it seems like they're pretty intent on at least trying to turn this around.
It's interesting, Noah, isn't it? In this day and age of football, you can never get it right. I mean, some franchises just, and them in particular, at least going along this year, the pace they're going, Matt, they just never seem to get it right. The names don't sound bad. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with hiring Steve Mariucci as your coach. You think that'd be fine, that would work, but no matter what they do, some of the other coaches I question about what you're doing, but they just never, ever get it right.
Yeah, no, that's the truth. I mean, that happens in a lot of places. You know, Detroit, Cleveland. You know, Jacksonville's not that old of a franchise,
but they're bad.
Like every move they make. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like even when they make the moves that all of us experts like, they don't seem to work out. It's crazy. And then you have Green Bay and New England. New England drafts kids that you've never heard of, like in the third round. And, you know, you've got Mel Kiper flipping through his encyclopedia trying to find this kid's name and can't. And it still works out for them. So it's just, you know, I think a lot of it is when you have a great head coach and a great quarterback, you can cover up a lot of mistakes. And when you don't have those two things, your mistakes just bounce off the walls and they hit everybody.
We've talked a lot about how difficult it is to find that quarterback. Are you learning anything more about this year's class, which a lot of people are kind of, in general, it seems that any enthusiasm about the 2016 quarterback class is waning.
Yeah, it's waning.
Yeah, that happens every year, doesn't it? It's
yeah.
Like all summer you talk about, oh, this quarterback class is going to be a good one. And then halfway through the season, you're like, Jesus, these guys aren't very good, are they? But I think this year's a little bit in between. You know, it does remind me of last year with, like, the two guys at the top. You know, I'm not the biggest Paxton Lynch fan as of now. I'm not done, you know, studying him. I've just kind of started that process. I'm not blown away right now. I think Christian Hackenberg is still really good. And you know what? I've been wrong before. I'm going to be wrong a lot again, but I can't get over him. I think there's a lot there to work with. And I know he was really bad last year and he struggled a little bit early this year, but
yep.
I still think he's a pretty good player. I think the kid at North Dakota State, Carson Wentz, is a good player. He's out right now with a broken wrist, so we probably won't see him again until the Senior Bowl, probably. But I think he's really good. So I think there are four quarterbacks who look like they could be starters. Connor Cook is just, there are days he looks good, there are days he looks bad, and that's just a weird situation with, you know, some teammates that are not really vouching for the kid, and you've mm-hmm. got, you know, scouts who they go in there and they visit the team and they come away talking about how they don't really care for him.
Right.
You just, there's, if you could only look on the field, I think he would be in the conversation too.
Well, what's your thought about the salvageability of Colin Kaepernick when you talk about a quarterback that maybe guys don't necessarily really want to play for him? There's such a toxic situation. Now, we talk about Detroit all we want, but the active toxicity of the personalities and the active mismanagement of what's gone on in San Francisco, and with every step so clearly chronicled that the latest scapegoat is Colin Kaepernick, is he somebody who you would say, you know what? Maybe if it's a fifth or a sixth or whatever it's going to be, if that guy comes available, there's still enough that there's
raw
still
material.
Yeah, good bones in that house that you yep. might be able to say, we can do something with this. Or is that shot?
No, I think there's always going to be someone out there arrogant enough to think they could fix a guy.
But do you think it? Do you
oh,
think?
No.
Okay.
No. I think he's done. No, and I say that as I grew up a 49ers fan. I don't hide that. Like, and when Kaepernick hit early, I loved him. It was like, holy cow, this is Cam Newton. Like, these two are going to change the NFL together. The difference is Cam Newton has evolved. Like, he continues to get better as a passer. Kaepernick actually got worse as a passer over the last season and a half. And a lot of people want to blame that, oh, he doesn't have Jim Harbaugh there anymore. He was bad last year with Jim Harbaugh. It's just he has regressed, and I think Harbaugh was able to cover it up. But you have a robotic quarterback who by nature is an introvert. So now you have teammates who are telling anyone who will listen that this guy has gone Hollywood and he's not really working at the job. And, you know, he wants to look like a quarterback, not be one. And you never hear those things about Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Drew Brees or even Cam Newton. And he was the guy who said he wanted to be a superstar. He wanted to be an icon. But all you hear about him is his work ethic and how his teammates love him. So I think with Kaepernick, it's just he would have to do a complete 180 at this point. And he's been in the NFL 5 years. I can't think of a time that's ever happened.
Yeah, he's got his earbuds in, and people think of him as aloof, Matt. I mean, if you start playing badly on the field, man, you can pile on somebody so quickly when you have his personality or whatever that is, his person. I'm not sure what it is, but when he's aloof to teammates, when he's constantly got the headset on, when he doesn't seem to be paying attention to you on a plane or on a bus or whatever, man, you can pile on in a hurry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys know. You have Jay Cutler. You guys know how it goes.
Yes, we do.
When you're winning, when Cutler's winning and when he's consistent, when he's accurate, everyone loves him. When he goes through a funk, everybody hates him. And you guys know, I'm like year four with you guys. I actually really like Jay Cutler, and I'm probably one of the few people in America who still defend him. But, you know what? I think the bigger point is, honestly, I really think we're too hard on quarterbacks. I don't know if it's fantasy football or Madden or what, but like, we expect greatness from these quarterbacks, and it's not in the job description. You know, like, we've been spoiled by Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. And like, I think Cutler's a damn good quarterback, and, you know, I think that Kaepernick for a time was, but he didn't take that next step. You know, as defenses changed and figured him out, He didn't evolve, and that's when you die. And, you know, whether that's their job or your job or my job, like, we all have to – we got to figure out what works and what doesn't. He's never been able to do that.
Where are you now, especially looking at the performance of Todd Gurley and everything we're saying about quarterbacks when it comes to development, drafting, et cetera? Where are you now in how you value the running back position? Because in a salary cap league – And in a time where we know the wear and tear of how those guys are used, where there was a time that there was a very high level of fungibility where teams said, look, you just get the next guy, run him into the ground, and we'll replace him when we can. Is that still true, or is the analysis changing a little bit based on what we know about drafting and development?
I think by and large, it's that strategy is not changing. It's still the idea that you can have C.J. Anderson or Justin Forsett and be okay. I think where Todd Gurley is different, and I know I said this before the draft too, is that when you have a guy who is truly elite, like truly a blue chip prospect, you have to throw out the rule book with him. And I you know, he was, you know, in that Adrian Peterson mold of power and speed, and you know, a lot of us guys in my job missed on Trent Richardson. You know, the NFL did too, but a lot of us overhyped him. But Gurley was like all the things we wanted Trent Richardson to be, you know, because he just made it look so easy. And, you know, he looked like a grown man playing against high school kids. And that has carried over to the NFL. And, you know, I think it'll be the same thing for Leonard Fournette.
I was just going to ask that.
Healthy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's when a guy looks that good doing it, it's pretty obvious. You know, I wrote about it this week. I had a scout tell me that scouting isn't finding Andrew Luck. Anybody could do that. And it's the same. You know, scouting isn't finding Todd Gurley or Adrian Peterson or Leonard Fournette. Those guys are great, and they're going to be great. And they make my job easy. Like, I had Gurley in the, I think, top six or seven last year. I'm sure Fournette will be top one or two just because they're like really transcendent talents. And, like, I hope, hopefully we can just sit back and enjoy them and not try to tear their game apart or compare them to the all-time greats too quickly.
Well, when you watch Gurley just run through a secondary and not be touched by some really fast guys, you kind of get the idea, Matt, that, yeah, okay, we're good now. Yeah, we're fine now.
Well, the guy was returning kickoffs for touchdowns at Georgia at 230 pounds. Like, that should have been your clue that this kid's pretty good, you know, and the first time I saw him return a kickoff for a touchdown, I was just like, I put the pin down. You know, I was like, okay, this kid's amazing. Like, there's nothing more to say. He's fantastic. So I'm glad to see it paying off for him, though. I mean, what a story. You know, the BS suspension for the autographs, and then you come back and tear your ACL in the first game. I think a lot of guys would give up. You know, it would affect them mentally. But he's bounced back, and he's probably better than he was before. It's really something.
Do you think he's as good as Gurley?
Fournette? Yeah, I do. He might be better. The nice thing about Gurley was, I think his hands were a little more developed, like if you want to get really picky. But I don't know if there's anything Leonard Fournette couldn't do. Like, if he said tomorrow he wanted to play outside linebacker, he would probably be the best one in college football. I think he's just a really blessed, amazing athlete.
Oof. Wow.
And
then they were stunned.
Now here's the other question.
That's never happened before.
The other question is, as a big Teddy Bridgewater fan, Bears fans got a very close up look at him. He was missing open guys more than I've seen him do. You know, we talked about him before the game, but I was a little surprised that there were some fairly simple NFL throws there and some open people that he couldn't find.
Yeah, I thought the Bears did a great job of rattling him early. And I was pretty critical of him throughout the game, you know, the first three quarters especially. I thought, like, they just had his number. I thought he was staring down Stephon Diggs way too early. And Kyle Fuller did a great job of playing that, you know, jumping routes. But then I thought, you know, when it mattered, I thought Bridgewater did figure it out. And, you know, there were a couple hits early in the game that he took that I thought he didn't respond really well to. But then as the game got going, it was like kind of shook it off a little bit. And I'm still not convinced that, you know, he's ever going to be Aaron Rodgers, but I still think he's a really, really good quarterback with a lot more potential than some of the other young guys we've seen over the last few years. You know, it's funny because it seems like every miss he has, I hear about it on Twitter, but they're 5-2, you know, and he's still, you know, he's probably still in the top 10 for quarterback rating and completion percentage right now. So I think that the arrow is still pointing up. He does have a lot of work to do. Like, and I think that they have to figure out who they are offensively, because there's a weirdness between he and Adrian Peterson on the field where it doesn't look like they're meshing, even just in handoffs. It's like Bridgewater's overstretching to hit the mesh point. And so it's one of those things where you have two really good players, one all-time great player, they just don't look like they play that well together stylistically. So that's going to be interesting to figure out because they have some receivers and the offensive line starting to play better. But I expected Peterson and Bridgewater to complement each other a lot better than they have.
Yeah, I'm a Bridgewater guy too, and I just didn't like much of anything. I kind of, you know, I've hadn't had the chance this year to sit down and watch an entire game because I'm flipping around watching this, watching that, and I just didn't see the arm strength. I just didn't see a lot of stuff I thought I saw at Louisville, and I didn't, and apparently I didn't. I mean, and some of those throws were like more fortunate than they were good. I think I don't if that makes sense. There was like that play, you know, like Antro Roll was. I don't read what you were doing, but you didn't see the guy, and just sort of weird things happened. That actually, I give him credit. He set up. He got him to win the game. I'm not taking that away. That's what you want your quarterback to do: win the damn game. But it wasn't for me in a really convincing fashion.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's being a little timid. And it was funny because the deep shot he took to Mike Wallace, I really thought Mike Wallace stopped running. I thought he looked back for the ball, got some sun, and slowed down a little bit. Now, I know a lot of people didn't agree with that opinion, which that's what makes football great. Two people can watch one play and each see it a different way. But you watch Alshon Jeffrey attack the ball and make – there are some throws that Cutler misses on, and Alshon goes and gets them. And
yes,
I do think that's something that's missing from Minnesota, definitely, is that receiver who is going to take that, you know, pass that's a little bit off and make it look great. You know, Julian Edelman does that exceptionally well. Tom Brady misses. Edelman, you know, contorts his body, adjusts, makes the catch. And that's not to make an excuse for Bridgewater. He has to be more accurate. But I would love to see him with a receiver who's a little more physical to catch point. Hopefully Stephon Diggs becomes that guy. He wasn't at Maryland, but so far he looks pretty good.
All right, Matt, real quick, your viewing schedule this week, what are you looking forward to seeing and what are you interested in finding out?
Well, I'm in Nebraska this weekend for Nebraska-Michigan State, so I'll be doing a lot of college scouting. You know, I'll probably be home Sunday night in time for the game with Dallas and Philadelphia, but this is kind of a college football weekend for me. But Michigan State has a lot of talent. Connor Cook, Jack Conklin, Shailik Calhoun, Jack Allen, their center. And Nebraska has a D tackle, Malik Collins, who could probably be a top 20 pick. So it should be a good game to watch.
And Nebraska has a very unhappy fan base, too.
Yes, they do.
You will not see a lot of smiling faces around there right now, and you can understand why. Oh, boy.
Red, but not smiling.
Red and unhappy. Correct. All right, Matt, we'll travel safe and enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Matt Miller, who joins us at this time on this day each week. And because it's Thursday, don't forget, at 5 o'clock today,
who you crapping?
Comes your way on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Did you check out the Western Finals up in Oakland last night? They broke out 6 months early at Oracle Arena. That's as good as November NBA ever gets. Unfortunately, that loss was almost as gutting for the Clippers. They're better than they were last year. That's a given. They hit Golden State with their best shot. However, that's the problem. It was their best shot, and that was still not good enough. And if it really is championship or bust for the LA Clippers this season, up 10 in the fourth in the champs' house, that's a game you have to have. It would have sent the Warriors and everybody else in the association a message. Instead, just another crushing loss for the Clippers. They're beyond moral victories. That's a game they have to finish. But while I'm here to keep it real, I'm also here to keep it positive. It was a strong effort. And to quote my favorite Clipper fans, turn up, love you guys, awesome.
Turn up, love you guys, awesome.
I'm Jim Rome.
I've never been able to stay in one place for long. Not when there's a whole world out there and I have a tank of gas. People used to say, Onika, you're tripping. My response, yes. Yes, I am. Because I intend for it to matter that I was here.
With its striking front grille, 17-inch alloy wheels, and sporty exterior, the new 2016 Toyota Avalon is a departure from the ordinary, just like you.
I'm Onika the Traveler, and that's how I roll.
Explore more at toyota.com/Avalon. Toyota. Let's go places. Onika Raymond is a paid spokesperson.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal-cut loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where you from? Ha ha, no response, classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call, waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Interviews and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
As clean of a quarterbacking prospect as we've seen in a long time. I mean, making all the pro throws, standing there on that tall back foot and having some enough protection to throw to small windows with a compact delivery. He's got good feet. He's got a great frame. And then it all went to hell.
It all went to hell. He was awful last year, and he wasn't very good the first start of this year when I saw him. And now I think that for whatever reason, the offensive line has been shored up a little bit. And I don't know if it's a compliment to him or a back of the hand to those who just aren't that damn good that you just don't know about. At least you know he's in the right offense. At least you know that. Mm-hmm. You can see the throws. These other kids, I don't know.
A football thought from Amir, who says, I couldn't care less about the Lions. But I have to say, I love this new NFL trend of nonagenarian matriarchs laying the wood to their executives. First, Virginia McCaskey says she's pissed off, and now Martha Ford. Yeah, and did you see her quote? I mean, she's right damn there. We're very disappointed with the results of the season so far. I believe a change in leadership was necessary. We're beginning a national search for the best leadership to manage our team moving forward. Our fans deserve a winning football team. We'll do everything possible to make it a reality. That's Martha. Yeah, Martha and Virginia, you get them together probably like for... You
know, well, they've been doing that for about 60 years. I mean, you're going to get it right sooner or later.
Yeah, I mean, you keep firing people. You're right, Amir. There is something great about that, that they come down from the manse and get out the whipping stick.
Yep.
You're fired.
You're fired, and then what?
I don't know.
There's some other idiot standing there not knowing what's going on.
Some other moron is probably what's going to happen, right? Speaking of the Bears, what's going on with them?
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Every Thursday is a Bears Day at PapaJohns.com. Order online to get 50% off regular menu price online orders with promo code BEARS. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
Matt Forte, knee, did not participate. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Ronis Grasu, neck, did not participate. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Cam Meredith, ankle, was limited. Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, was limited. Shea McClellan, knee, was limited. Leroy Reynolds' knee was limited. Bryce Callahan has not been cleared, but part of the concussion protocol. He was limited at practice today, non-contact.
Bears coach John Fox with the first injury report of the week. Shea McClellan with his first practice since injuring that knee in Kansas City, and Vic Fangio's defense has missed him.
I watched him today out there. He's got some action. I think it's 50-50.
What have you missed with him starting?
Well, his good play, number one, and he is the quarterback of the defense, you know, and so we've missed that.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
It's 2:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The investigation into sexual assault allegations against Patrick Kane is over, and Kane will not face criminal charges. This morning, Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita issued a written statement saying that his office would not proceed against Kane, calling the case, quote, rife with reasonable doubt. Both Kane and the Blackhawks released statements expressing their satisfaction with the conclusion of the investigation and saying they will not comment further on the matter. It's possible that the accuser could file a civil case against Kane. Meanwhile, Deputy NHL Commissioner Bill Daly says the league is reviewing the information available to them and will have no further comment until the review is completed. Blackhawks next play on Friday when they take on the Devils in New Jersey. Bulls will take on the Thunder tonight at the United Center. It's their first game since giving up 130 points to Charlotte earlier in the week. Jimmy Butler says there was no excuse for the Bulls' poor play in that one.
I mean, it really doesn't matter to this point, to tell you the truth. We lost the way we did. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but come tomorrow, we can't have that same excuse.
Bulls and Thunder tip tonight at 7. And former Cub Aramis Ramirez has officially retired from baseball. He finished his career 7th in most home runs by a third baseman with 386. He's 9th in hits and 6th in doubles and RBIs, according to Jerry Krasnick. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And join 670 The Score and Dennis Gambino at the T-Mobile store in Mount Prospect Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Hang out with Dennis, win score swag, and check out what T-Mobile has to offer. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I was just watching Martha Ford reading that statement at the lectern, and I tell you what, for a 90-year-old woman, she's not even wearing glasses. I mean, she just stood there and reading off some single typed script and laying it out. You're fired, you're fired, and you're fired. Get out of here. And she went and did her P90X or whatever it was. I mean,
she went and rode her bike.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. She and Virginia McCaskey, the two of them, going to their CrossFit workouts together.
I guess the same, around. You know, really, although the Bears have certainly been more successful than the Lions, but now that the 30-year mark has passed, because it will, I think you can sort of, you know, a little futility here as well. I know there's a Super Bowl trip 10 years ago, but still, I'd say a lot of the effort in the last 30 years has been futile.
Here's some thoughts here regarding the end of the Patrick Kane case today, the understood end of where it was headed from the very beginning. And it's from McClure, you know, one of the writers and editors of The Committed Indian. Mm-hmm. So these are his thoughts from a guy who hockey means more to him than it does to most because it helps make his living that way. And the Blackhawks do, too. Here's what he says. In light of the case being dropped, you speculated at the beginning of the show that the light might have finally come on for him with regard to how he comports himself. It's my thought that this is the absolute worst possible outcome for him and for everyone else. It's been very clear that Patrick Kane's upbringing was one of privilege, not necessarily monetarily. But as I've hit on before, his entire life, he's been told he's special and that there are different rules for him, both explicitly and implicitly. Mm-hmm. That he can now not only walk away from this, but do so to thunderous applause and bilious defense, just further entrenches the pathology of entitlement. As we look at the chain of events of the trouble he has gotten himself into, given a boys will be boys pass for the taxicab incident, which led to completely asinine behavior all over the north side of this city in the wake of championships, enough to get him banned from half the places that in theory would want a multimillion-dollar athlete intent on imbibing every last drop in the place, which then took him to Madison, Wisconsin. And while funny at first, the reports came in the aftermath quickly turned darker with corroborating accounts of him having his hands on a woman, nearly having an entire fraternity, bastion of morality that they are, throw him out, tossing around slurs and rumor and then innuendo of physical altercations elsewhere. And now what's just unfolded? This is a pattern of escalating behavior that is not only unchecked, but enabled, encouraged, and cheered. It's saddening and disgusting to think he's getting the loudest ovations because he was accused of rape.
Yep.
That's a terrifying reflection on this city and this team's fans. And because he's now shown he can get away with anything and have people love him because of his on-ice skill, it's a matter of time before the next incident occurs once again in an escalating order of magnitude. Everyone doing their touchdown dance will be served to remember what monster they've created when the next thing happens. But they won't, because that's hockey, baby.
Well, we'll see. It's very well done, and he knows him better than we do, but I just have people who, you know, like I say, are pretty good about telling me what's going on and what they feel. I am not close enough to feel one way or the other about it.
The word that was used from sources that I know close to the team, the word was hopeful. Nobody's certain, but the team is, in a renewed way, the people who run that team are hopeful that this gaze into the abyss, the fact that you're able to walk back from this,
will be sufficiently frightening.
At least, right, that at least for now.
Yeah.
But I think what McClure is saying is that wears off.
Yeah, maybe.
It wears off. It's like, you know, the time if you get pulled over for speeding and the cop lets you go, you think, all right, well, you know, but that guy's 10 minutes later is speeding again.
No.
Right?
No.
No?
No. Not me.
You'd think that this would be something a little more serious, but
I guess we're just bargaining on whether or not you think he's ever going to grow up. I think that's what you're bargaining on here. What the debate is? Is he really going to grow up and act like an adult, or is he going to be this thing his entire life? I mean, till he's 40. I mean, I don't know, but I think hopeful is a good word to describe it. And they saw a sufficient fear in him that's what gives him hope. So we'll see.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. Who you crapping at 5 today on The Score?
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Up next for the Bears, it's Philip Rivers. That is Jay's most hated foe. Now they rekindle the nightmare. Who comes out on top? We're covering it right here up to game time. Keep it here. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at SEFQ.com/mycard and see why SEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
And lastly, what's up? What's next?
We are very disappointed with the results of the season so far and believe a change in leadership was necessary. On an interim basis, Sheldon White will be acting general manager and will report directly to me.
I think Martha, she should coach. Firestone Ford.
And in case you're curious, that is actually Firestone, as much as it is actually Ford.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yep. That's a, you know what,
being
Maddie?
Born a Firestone and marrying a Ford?
I like that mix.
And act like you hit a triple.
Right. And she was firing the arrow, actually, after the press conference.
Came out of the womb firing the arrow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's one right there. Firestone Ford.
Report directly to me.
Right now. Report directly to me.
And we also thought that at the end of the press conference, when she left the remaining portion of the authority for the team to her cat, was kind of weird.
And now
her cat Pickles.
just jumps up on the podium.
Like welcome the new president of the Detroit Lions, Pickles the cat.
Drops the mic. I got to go play bridge.
Yeah. So long, suckers.
Hey, seriously, would it make any difference?
Talk to the cat.
If Pickles was the president?
No.
How could it make any difference? It doesn't make any difference.
Right, you could just put like photos of college players in the draft and just let Pickles pick one with his paw.
Be fine.
All right, we'll draft him.
There we go.
We'll draft him. They hired George as the PR person for Pickles.
Wait, George Offman?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he's the cat master.
Affinity for cats?
Right. Cat master.
Yep.
The cat master.
The worst superhero ever. This is a job for cat master.
That's actually, cat master is slightly above Aquaman.
Oh, everybody's above Aquaman. You, talk to fish.
Fine. I'll go over here and say stuff to fish. Maybe I'll talk to a sponge.
Right, it's like all your powers, like, it's all underwater.
Right.
Like, stuff, nothing happens there, buddy.
No bank robberies?
Right. Nothing. Another shipwreck. Okay. All right. Talk to a sponge again.
Right.
An occasional plane.
Well, Malaysian Airlines is pretty...
Well, that's who was looking for it.
Right. That sucks to be Aquaman. I know. They dispatch everybody to help, and he just says, okay, I'm gonna go for a swim. Sort of sadly slinks away back into the surf. I'll be over here.
I'll be in the water if you need me. Yeah. No one ever needs you in the water.
Thanks, Aquaman, but we're good. As always, we're good. Unless we get a little hungry and you want to, you know, throw a couple of scallops our way. So we'll call you if we need anything. In the Derrick Rose discussion, another thought from the missive that Amir sent earlier. He said, when I was a kid, my dad had this 1976 Buick that in its day was a thing. By the mid-80s, it was a rusted hunk of metal with mismatched hubcaps, a leaking radiator held together with duct tape, tears in the leather seats, also patched with duct tape. It looked like it was going to self-destruct at any moment. And these days, when I watch Derrick Rose with the face mask and the swollen eye and the knees all wrapped up, trying to play, but he just can't, I can't help but thinking he's become my dad's beat-up old Buick. Wait, I had a beat-up old Buick myself. It was a Skylark from 1983. Drove that thing till it died.
Wow. I went right to the newbie.
Do cars rust anymore?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about it. I think at one point everybody had to sell you rust special.
Z-Bart.
Rust proofing, rust protection, Rusty Jones.
You had to go to Z-Bart.
Right. Think about
and
that.
Rusty Jones was down on
it. But think about that. That you had to buy a car.
Right. And then spend.
Take it to a third party place.
Right.
To so make it sure rust. It didn't rust.
Correct.
Yeah, that doesn't really happen anymore. that I know of. I mean, maybe I think that's one.
I can't remember the last time somebody said to me, "Hey, you know, my car rusted out." No.
Yeah, I used to drive a car off the lot and it would fall apart in like a year.
Yes, I had one.
A true lemon, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Paint was gone.
But isn't that what we're describing in Derrick Rose? And we talk about a guy who wins. He's the youngest ever MVP and probably won't make the Basketball Hall of Fame. Is that a lemon?
Lemon, yeah. No title, lemon.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what that is. It's too bad.
Hey, look, nobody endorsed it more than we did. So we take all blame for that as well. Along with Martha Fire still in four.
It was still the right pick.
We take the blame for that
still
as well.
Still better than Michael Beasley. I'm not apologizing for wanting him over Michael Beasley.
Michael Beasley. No, we love Derek, and it just didn't work. It worked, and then it didn't work, and now it's at some odd place that I can't bring it back. I don't know what it is. I can't bring it back.
Yeah, it's fun, but for him to be in what is his seventh year, that at least when you watch Kobe flopping around out there, that's year 20.
Yeah,
at least there's an explanation there, and he's gonna go out gunning, isn't he?
Oh, there's no doubt. He said he was.
Yeah, and there's no. The thing about Bryant, too, that's actually somewhat refreshing is there's absolutely no sense of nostalgia that he doesn't want to go have people. It's not like the Paul Konerko retirement tour where people are giving him gifts or like Mariano Rivera, you know, where he's just soaking it all in and loving it. He's not loving any of it. He's still trying to win, and it will just eventually burn out and it'll be done. They told him, Byron Scott, they told him like to not practice. They tell him, go home, go be with your family, get away from basketball. When's the last time a coach told somebody like that? You know, you probably...
Couldn't hurt him, by the way.
Right. It sucks to watch.
Yeah. It's a little rough. A little rough. And you know, he's supposed to be schooling D'Angelo Russell. He's supposed to be helping him learn the NBA game.
Well, that's...
You know, I always thought there's a story about the mentors in basketball, the guys that was supposedly going to be working with the younger players, and one of them was Kobe and D'Angelo Russell, and I'm thinking, when would that ever start?
Mm-hmm.
He never indicated any willingness or happiness at all.
That's one of the most overplayed ideas in all of professional sports, is the assumption of mentorship.
Mentorship.
Remember when Greg Maddux rejoined the Cubs, and what he told people outright, he said, don't ask me about being a de facto pitching coach. Don't ask me about how I'm going to make the young pitchers better. He hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's much more practical and much more aware that the quarterback's going to groom his successor. You know, guys work together, teammates work together in the natural aspects of their day-to-day work. But people love to project that idea of somebody grooming his apprentice.
They do. That was the theme. Kobe and D'Angelo Russell. I'm thinking, and Kobe said the right things talking about, but seriously? Really? You think you really believe that? I didn't believe it for a second.
Right. What's more,
what's
truer is the stuff between Rose and Jimmy Butler.
That's what's more like it.
What's truer is you got a star who doesn't want to relinquish the basketball to somebody else, no matter what.
Even if he can't see.
Right.
Or can you see me? Well, see, now Derek can say I didn't see you.
Right.
Jimmy, get me called for the moment. Didn't see you.
Sorry, Jimmy. I can't see you.
I can't see you.
He's running down to the post, calling for the ball. Jerry's like, I don't see anything. I don't see nothing.
The Bulls are so fun, dysfunctional right now. It's just great.
Yeah. Do you know that if Fred really did his own personal due diligence with a lot of this stuff?
Yeah.
I wonder if he did. If he just, because he had to know.
I'm sure he knew.
I'm sure he knew about the locker room and all that. But yeah. I believe he believed
his winning personality would carry the day.
He's going to get a chance to oversee a different roster soon enough. Because like you say, when this is done, there's going to be some time where it's not real pretty to watch as they head back to the pack.
Yeah, you're back to really bad territory. You're dropped back to the...
They might be closer to the pack now than they were last year.
I think they probably are because... Gasol is, he looks more tired even than he was last year. And Derek, I don't know if he can see. I don't know if he can feel. I don't know what he can do. And Noah's still on one leg. So, they're sort of in trouble now. But given where the East is, they're still 47-50. I think. I'm not crazy about the East.
This is another good example of this that was brought up. An emailer suggests that same thing was done with Walter Payton and Neil Anderson, which was a complete joke. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Walter, no.
Not interested there either.
Not the least bit.
Hey, Neil, sure, why don't I just show you how to be the next load back for these Bears? And Neil Anderson did very, very well, but it wasn't because Walter Payton was grooming him as his successor.
Unless he was teaching him special teams.
Well, he was great on special teams, remember? That's what I mean. Neil Anderson, first, he was a fullback. He was a special teamer. He covered kicks.
Right. He stuck his head in there right away.
He was a gunner on punt coverage, all of it. You name it. Hey, guess who's going to join us next?
Who?
Barry Trammell of the Daily Oklahoman.
Our guy.
So we add him to the list. Also, Brian Billick added to the list today at 4:40. And we're doing...
Will you crap it?
At 5 o'clock today. Fingers crossed. All of a sudden, everything got all guessed up for you on the score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show. Starring two Bear greats. Old Pro Center, Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down. He puts it in end zone. And yet, we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle, James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. It's hard to watch.
Along with score. Football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays. Find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.